have you here as we continue the conversation. I was just talking in the break with our next guest about the fact that, you know, the stock market continues to do pretty well. They had, what, four or five losing days in a row, but overall, I'm still looking at the numbers from yesterday. It's above 33,800 for the Dow, and let's see, 1,400 for the NASDAQ, 4,200 for the S&P, so all in very good territory. Of course, Craig Stiles, standing by from Ameriprise. Craig, good to see you again, as always.
Good to see you as well, Steve.
So I'm looking at this, and you know, and you read, if you look at the internet, man, it says, oh, there's a bubble. This one's going to burst, and that's going to go away, and crypto's going to collapse. And the guy that predicted this great, horrible thing, you know, 5 years ago now predicts this. And it's like, you know, there's so much information, true, false. I don't know what to believe. So I come to you, Craig. You're my guy, because I come to you and say, okay, what's real? What's false? What should I believe?
Well, we've been talking about the economy growing for the second half of this year. And so basically the markets are starting to reflect that. Last week we had roughly about a sell-off, and the S&P 500 was down roughly about 2%. And we had a pretty strong rebound yesterday that we saw the Dow being up 1.7% and the S&P being up north of 1%, as well as the NASDAQ. So you're seeing a lot of strong growth coming back into these securities and in the stocks in general. A lot of that was initial sell-off was being driven by what the anticipation, what the Feds are going to do, and whether or not they were going to start to be a little more hawkish on the inflationary rates. And it looks like that they are. Before, they're looking at not raising rates until 2024. They're actually looking at increasing rates in 2023. So when you start to see some hike in the interest rates, you see some sell-off in equities, and then you start seeing people buying up more in bonds. But I'm always cautious about people trying to time the market and getting in and out of the equities. And I always encourage stick with the investment discipline that you're in right now. Continue to do a rebalancing process and make sure that the discipline or the strategy that you're in is appropriate at this point in time.
Well, here's the thing. You know, if the rates are going to still be in place until 2023, for people that want still to refinance a mortgage or possibly get a mortgage, this is all pretty good news. Problem is finding a house right now, because the housing markets are so tight and the prices are so high. But still, the percentages are still good for those that can get in, right?
Yeah, very much so. For those, you see a lot of refinancing that's taking place. We've helped several clients discuss refinancing their existing house, doing some additions to their homes, doing some remodifications to their homes. Lumber prices has dropped significantly, but of course they're still up significantly as well. So we are seeing some clients who are starting to look at building again, and they've had some purchases or bought some properties. And so cash is free flowing right now, and they're looking at opportunities to make some purchases in some real hard asset. In most cases, it's land or real estate.
We'll talk about this at some point, because I'm looking at articles now. I just saw this phenomenon of corporations that maybe there are mutual funds for, that people invest in, that have been gobbling up single-family homes across this country for the last 2 or 3 years. Part of the pressure on the housing market comes from corporations. They apparently know something that we don't. They know something about, you know, the housing situation in America. It's driving up house prices, but they're also putting these houses into their portfolios, aren't they?
Well, there's a couple ways you can look at it from a corporation standpoint. One is being able to attract employees into a particular area. And sometimes if a person is moving from one location to the next, a corporation is actually going to go through and actually buy their house and hold it, because a corporation can hold it for longer periods of time until a housing market comes up. But yes, very much so from the aspect of being able to buy a house and sell them. And we all know someone who basically has bought a house and flipped it and made some good profit on that.
Sure.
Even those who have made a living flipping houses, it is difficult for them to do. And I know we've talked about this in our local area, where on average they'd have 13 houses for sale. They're lucky to find 300 to 400 at this point in time. So yeah, you are seeing outside influences that are taking advantage of the housing market at this point in time. But it is putting a strain on those who are looking for a house to live in as opposed to one as an investment property.
But it seems to me you are bullish overall as you look at the markets. Because again, I go back to what we said at the top of this conversation. All of these websites, sell now, buy gold, buy silver, and maybe there's a reason to have some of these things and be diverse in your investments. But nothing good ever happens when you panic. And I see all this panic narrative out there. I don't want to have anything to do with that. Now, if the market corrects itself, the market's going to go down by 80%. I don't believe that. Do you?
Right. No, I mean, from the aspect of what's taking place within the market, I have to look at the numbers and kind of get rid of the bias that we see in the media in a wide variety of areas. And fear sells. And you look at the purpose of utilizing gold is used or a commodity in many circumstances is used as a lot of people may have bought it over the years, and now they're looking at an opportunity to sell it. Gold prices have dropped from $1,900 an ounce to roughly about $1,600 to $1,700 an ounce just within the last 2 to 3 weeks. So you see that occurring. So I am always cautious, and again, when I discuss purchasing commodities of some form or another, it's already got to be built into a client's discipline or strategies that's a part of their portfolios and needs to be incorporated at the beginning, not necessarily buy into it at a time when inflation is a real thing. There's something we got to take care of.
Yeah, you got to stay in your comfort zone. You know, I had an accountant tell me once I was going to make an investment in something that was completely different than anything I've ever done. He said, don't do that. No, it's not stay where you're strong. Stay with your strong suit, because people that go out of their normal lane, some can do it, most cannot. They get a little bit lost, which is why we trust professionals like Craig Stiles with Ameriprise, who joins us every week here. You can get a hold of Craig. Any questions you might have, 517-483-4893, anywhere in America. 517-483-4893. Craig, as always, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Steve. Have a great one. Take care.
You too. We'll be right back.
When it comes to fireworks, you want to put on a show. And Sparky's Fireworks Outlet is the professional way to go. Over 600 products from supplies to pyrotechnic-grade fireworks. Huge savings and bundle discounts on already low prices. And see before you buy with video previews. Bring the thunder and the action. Sparky's Fireworks Outlet in Jackson. Half mile east of Meyer on Ann Arbor Road. Sparky'sFireworksOutlet.com. Or call Sparky direct at 517-290-5834.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.